They are so concerned about it that Sam Altman is now creating a company to do nuclear power to run his massive processing centers. And remember, I talked about this for the longest time. When we go back to March of 2022, and Biden does an all-of-government program to push CBDC, and it breaks it down, everybody in government, all of the deep swamp, which is all under the executive branch, you know, like the thing that Trump was over as president. The entire, he was elected president. The executive branch contains all of the deep state. All of these agencies were under Trump and he did nothing, right? Anyway, but the when you look at the order that Biden put out, the all of government order to all of these swamp creatures, it broke down into four different areas. First of all, let's completely redesign the financial system. Let's design the computer software that's going to operate the CBDC. Let's figure out how we're going to use the Department of Justice and the FBI and all this other law enforcement to bludgeon people into submission to use this. And then the fourth one was, let's talk about climate change and how cryptocurrency uses so much energy. And it's got to be replaced with the CBDC that will use less energy because there's not any mining that's going on. You know, it's just we don't have any proof of work. We don't do any work, so it uses less energy. We just tell you we're going to create some new money, and we can do that because of who we are. The old fiat system, digitized. And so they realized that they needed to take down crypto. They were going to do it on the basis that it uses too much energy. And I said at the time, well, how much energy do their data centers use? You know, like the NSA's Bluffdale, Utah center that uses more power, more water than a city, and it does it out in the middle of the desert where they don't have any water. Or all these other centers where they are storing everything, waiting for the day that they can have quantum computing or fast enough computers that they can go out and data mine everything that all of us have ever done on the internet. These companies that are pushing artificial intelligence, they know three things. First of all, they know that our government and all the, you know, the United States and the European governments are working very hard to shut down our energy grid, right? They want to shut down the electrical grid. So they know that. They also know that their carbon footprint collectively probably outstrips most states, in turn, most governments, most nation states. And it's absolutely incredibly large, and it's going to get even larger. And so they know that. They know that the grid is being shut down. And so they know that they also know that their carbon footprint doesn't matter, but they're going to not be able to have this. Even though they're given a pass, you know, just like we give a pass to China, we give a pass to Bill Gates, or we give a pass to Taylor Swift. Of course, they would give a pass to their buddies, artificial intelligence. But they've got to be able to find that energy somewhere. Third thing is, like every energy industry, they need to have power. And yet, we can't have an industry that makes steel or makes cars. We can't have the power to grow food, but we will have the power for the artificial intelligence surveillance state, won't we? They will make sure of it. And which would you rather have? Well, that doesn't matter. What does the government want you to have? Does it want you to have cars and food and steel and things like that? Or does it want you to have, you know, complete surveillance of everything that you do forever? Oh, that's what they want. So that's what they're going to have. So how do they do that? Well, they're starting to move into creating their own nuclear power industry because the government's not going to do it, you see. They don't tell you they got to shut everything down because of emissions. Well, the nuclear power doesn't have any emissions, not of CO2. It has nuclear emissions that you can't see. But they're not concerned about safety for anybody. They're not concerned about what do we do with the nuclear waste for 1,000 years till we figure out how to treat this stuff. No, we'll just store it and literally kick the biohazard can down the road. They're not going to worry about that. So this new company is being listed on the New York Stock Exchange by Sam Altman. It will design and deploy advanced fission power plants to provide the clean and affordable energy needed to power the flood of data centers that are popping up around the nation as part of the AI revolution. Because Biden is killing the grid, they got to create their own grid. And they'll be allowed to because they are favored stakeholders. You know, if what if the steel companies wanted to set up their own nuclear power plant? Do you think they'd be allowed to? Jennifer Granholm would shut them down in a heartbeat. The company's mission is to provide, quote, clean, reliable, affordable energy on a global scale. You'll do it everywhere. And they'll be given a pass everywhere, just like China, India. On a global scale through the design deployment of next-generation fast reactor technology. And, of course, this will further entrench their power. And now you can see that the global governance of these AI overlords are setting up their own power system, and they will be allowed to do it. I'm sure Jennifer Granholm will be just fine with anything they decide to do, just like the FDA is fine with anything that Pfizer, Moderna, and Big Pharma want to do. Zero Hedge said, last month we warned that the shortage of power is delaying new data centers by 2 to 6 years. And it's also driving big tech companies into the energy business. And of course, this is a manufactured shortage. Isn't that interesting? That the only manufacturing that the government of America and UK, Europe, or the only manufacturing that they're interested in is manufacturing shortages. Shortages of energy. Shortages of every manufactured good. Right? Shortage of power. Amazon recently struck a $650 million deal to buy a data center in Pennsylvania powered by an on-site 2.5 gigawatt nuclear power plant. Gigawatts, Marty. Yeah. So, let's just say this. You know, given what we've seen from AI and some of these other things, do you really trust them to run a nuclear power plant? Are they going to put the AI in charge of a nuclear power plant? Is the AI going to hallucinate and pull out all the rods or something? I mean, are they going to be, you know, hallucinating over pictures of black 17th century Scottish Highlanders while the alarms are going off? And I mean, this is Google we're talking about. Google and Microsoft. You really trust these guys with something critical like nuclear power? To me, I think they're going to be like Sam Brinton, you know, who was put by the Biden administration in charge of nuclear waste. And but, you know, of course, he's too busy deciding what his fashion accessories are going to be tonight and doing his eyeliner that I really have serious doubts as to whether or not he could do a job like that. Not a serious person, not focused, I think, or focused on the wrong thing. The company's mission is to provide clean, reliable, affordable energy, they say. Well, do you really trust that? Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Peter Thiel, the who's who of the AI revolution, nuclear fusion startups, all of them are gaining traction. Sam Altman, who started this back in 2015, he's just the reason this is making news now, 9 years later, is because his plan is being put out publicly on the New York Stock Exchange. Company is Oklo. He believes that Oklo is, quote, best positioned to commercialize advanced fission energy solutions. But it's going to be power for thee and not for me. Last month, we published a lengthy report discussing why, says Zero Hedge, even as the AI trade may be fizzling, in other words, they're saying, you know, the darling of the stock market has been AI. And while that may be fizzling, they said, the electrification trade, also known as Power Up America, that is so urgently needed to run those electricity gobbling data centers that are needed to run AI and the surveillance state of the NSA and all these other things, that is just getting started, they said, and has in fact outperformed substantially both the broader AI and data center equipment baskets over the past 2 months. Well, we'll see about that. What's happening? But what they're saying is that you know, the government has manufactured something, finally. You know, all these people say government doesn't make anything. Well, yeah, they do. They make shortages. They make inflation. They make all kinds of things. You just don't want them. They make wars, right? Government makes all kinds of things. Bad things.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.